Podcast number one, setting a quit date.
I quit.
I quit.
I quit.
This is the first of six podcast sessions which will help you to take the powerful first steps towards getting tobacco out of your life.
Listening to all six podcasts will help you quit. We recommend that you listen to them as many times as you can.
We also recommend that you speak to a healthcare provider or smoking cessation counselor. That has been proven to double your chance for success in quitting smoking.
You can also send an email to High Top Smoking Cessation Nurse Practitioner if you have a question or need more information and support.
You will be more successful if you have support from your friends and family.
These podcasts can provide you with the same kind of support 24/7 when friends or family are not available.
Yo, you alright?
I'm fine. I just have a cold or something.
You get more colds than anybody I know.
Yeah, you do own your own Kleenex factory.
As long as he doesn't miss our game today.
No can do. I have to go to the dentist today. I need a filling.
Another filling? You just had a filling last month.
Well, I got another cavity, see?
Ow, keep your red breath out of my face.
Yeah, and get some breath mints or something.
Everybody's picking on me today. I'm getting out of here.
Going out for a smoke?
Yeah, so what? I need a cigarette.
So you have a lot of colds?
Can't play ball, bad breath.
Cavities, coughing like crazy?
Maybe you don't need to smoke.
You really think I got all that from smoking?
Yes.
Yeah.
How do you know?
I went to High Tops to ask a nurse practitioner about smoking. She told me how it could hurt somebody our age. She gave me something to read and told me where to find more stuff online.
You mean that you can learn how to quit from a nurse practitioner or a counselor or something?
Yeah, you can. You won't believe all the information I got there.
You did that for me?
Hey, what are friends for?
We got the idea from when my dad quit smoking. All his friends helped him. Nobody let him get cigarettes, and they called him and took him places and kept him too busy to smoke.
We could help do that for you if you want us to.
Well, I could try, but I'm not promising anything.
We'll help you.
So, what do I do first?
Pick a day that will be your quit day.
Okay, how about next year?
Nice try. Well, your quit day should be in about a month.
Yeah, that way you'll have time to prepare.
Prepare for what?
Prepare for all the things that get in your way and block you from quitting.
What will I do when things get in my way?
You have a month to learn about it.
And we'll be with you all the way.
You're doing this just for me?
We're doing this for us too. Ever hear of secondhand smoke?
This concludes podcast number one, setting a quit date. Tune in next week to learn about how to avoid triggers.